Good morning. How's everyone? Good. Well, today we're going to learn about a king. We're going to learn about a king who did something very, very important for all of us here gathered today. But you know, when you think of a king, what is a king? What is a king?
That means you are the boss.
Means you're the boss. You have a king in your house, don't you? Yeah, you do. Man, it's not you, is it? Good. Oh, very good. And it's my mommy too. But when you think of a king, what does a king usually wear?
Crown.
A crown. What kind of crown does a king wear, Owen?
Excuse me,
Evan. I keep getting you guys mixed up. You should look so much alike. You must have the same boss, don't you? What does he wear? What kind of crown? Yeah, a gold crown with a lot of jewels in it. So today we learn about King Jesus, because we know that everyone was calling Jesus a king. But what kind of crown did Jesus wear? Anyone know? Caden? A crown of thorns. This was the crown that Jesus wore. No jewels, no gold, just a weaved branch of thorns. And these thorns, dear ones, are very, very sharp. These are hawthorns. Now, these weren't the thorns that was put on Jesus' head, but they were something very similar. They were very sharp, believe me. Every Good Friday, I always cut myself when I put these thorns upon the cross there, because I forget that there's little shards of thorns all the way around this. Can you imagine this being put on Jesus' head? And they didn't put it on gently. They rammed it onto his head. And then they used what? They used a pole. They used a little pole or a little rod, and they beat it onto his head to ensure that it didn't come off. And this is the crown that your king wore to his cross. Why did he wear such a crown? Does anyone know? Why did King Jesus wear a crown like this? Owen? What does this crown represent? Owen? Sins, very good. This is a crown of sins that Jesus wore for us. He took your sin and my sin and all the sins of everyone looking at you, even your boss. Even your boss has sins. And he took those sins to his cross. And this is the crown of sins that he wore. This is the crown that your king wore because of his love for you. No other king would have dared wear a crown like this. But there is only one king who dared to wear a crown like this. And his name is?
Jesus.
I don't think they heard you.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. And he is the king. And then one day we will see Jesus coming. And he will be wearing a crown. But it won't be this crown. He only had to wear this crown one time. The next crown that he'll be wearing will be what kind of crown?
Gold.
A gold crown. A gold crown of a true king. A gold crown of the king of the universe. The king that is your king and my king. And the king who will come and he will say to all of us, he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come into the kingdom that has been prepared for you. Your king will welcome you into his kingdom, and there you will live in peace and joy forever and ever, because your king wore this crown first, and he did it because of his love for all of you." So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for wearing this crown for us. This crown of sin, this crown of pain, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done upon the cross. For we see that you truly are the King of the universe. You are the King who has saved us, and you are the King who will welcome us into your kingdom. Therefore, Lord Jesus, we pray, O King, that you come quickly. And all the children said,
"Amen."